What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Jeff is in Cleveland. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Jeffrey.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. Yeah, I think, you know, you guys actually were smoking Dylan. I mean, he's been getting smoked over the radio, on the internet.
Well, you're saying TV. We were smoking him?
Oh, man, did you hear Daryl Rido talk about
this guy? Oh, you guys. Yeah, like, when you say
that's
you
not
guys,
Andy Baskin or Jeff Phelps.
Yeah, I took that personal. Yes, go
we're
ahead.
Individuals
guys,
here
you know,
at the fan,
everybody
Jeff.
Everybody actually been having their foot on Dylan's neck. He finally took their foot off his neck, and he had a chance to breathe and talk, and unfortunately, that's what he said. He had a chance to talk. He did some good, and he said, okay, now it's my time to talk. But he's been getting smoked, man. Shadur been smoking him, man. Go Browns.
Okay, thank you.
Can't have nice thing.
Shouldn't smoke on a football field. Len Dawson, famous for that.
You know,
Super Bowl halftime.
If there's kids watching, do we want to be impressionable on the kids smoking?
Len Dawson had a butt going.
It's a bad scene. We don't want the burnouts winning this war, do we?
The burnouts. I'll have 1979 for 200.
They were still burnouts in the 80s, just so you know that. They made it through a full decade. I'm having visions back to
school. Isn't it amazing? Only in our town where we don't have one quarterback are we worried about the guys who are third and fourth string.
It's who we are.
That's awesome.
All right, let's talk
is
Guardians.
It, or is it just depressing? Is it awesome or depressing?
That too.
It would be awesome if we had a number one quarterback like Patrick Mahomes. Like it'd be, we all know what Mahomes is. Let's talk about the number three and number four quarterback. In fact, let's bring in a number five. And we'll talk about how the depth chart's going to play out. And if we do have to go to our number three quarterback, this is going to be great. We don't have a number one. We don't have a one. What is it? You know, the line is if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. We've heard that 1,000 times over, right? What is it if you have five quarterbacks? What is it then? Has someone invent the line because you've got a T-shirt.
Exhausting.
The Guardians, Jeff.
Yeah.
The Guardians
Speaking of legal.
Yeah. 3.5 out of the wild card now. 8.5 out of the Central.
Oh, man, Andy.
What happened this weekend?
No offense.
End of
story. Some no pitching, too.
Oh, man. I'm so bummed out about this.
This is
weekend.
Why. This
all
is,
they had to do was win one of those games. You get beat 10-1 in the middle game, and all you got to do is come back on Sunday and win. Just win.
Baby.
Who was their winning pitcher yesterday? Bummer? Bummer's the guy that got the win yesterday. He should be pitching for us. 17-5 they got outscored over the three games against Atlanta.
And in two games you scored one run.
Are we mad?
No. I'm not. I find it hard to get mad about the outcome of games when they play 162 of them. But I will say, this is why I thought this team wasn't worthy of a major investment at the trade deadline. And obviously the front office agreed because they didn't make one. I just don't think overall the team is deep enough to think that we were right on the cusp here. They could still make the playoffs.
They are on the cusp. I mean, it's just the way that baseball is right now. They're on the cusp. There's no question.
They could make the playoffs, but I didn't think it was a big-time playoff team, and I'm glad the front office didn't trade away top prospects or anything like that.
And can you feel that on your neck? You know what that is? That's the Royals, who are a half game behind us right now.
Well, take a look behind them. I mean, it's pretty tight now.
You really want to be disappointed. Be disappointed in the Rangers because they were tied.
I don't care.
I'm just saying the Rangers were tied with the Mariners at one point for that last playoff spot when the Guardians were trying to creep their way up. It is kind of fun to watch. It's like watching the stock market a little
coincidence bit. Or no? Jose Ramirez 0-11 in the series. Guardians don't score.
That's not a coincidence. That's bad news. That's just bad.
That guy's got a lot of pressure on him, and luckily he doesn't seem to be the kind of guy who's affected by pressure.
The Yankees are now have a 3.5 game lead on the Guardians. So it's just kind of a bummer. They had good crowds again this weekend. It was a great weekend to be downtown between that and the concert. And although I did see a lot of Braves fans walking around down here on Saturday.
Yeah, me too. Half a week of baseball, you're right back in this thing. If you can,
are they still kind of America's team?
Who, the Braves?
Yeah, a little bit. They were for a while there, remember?
Absolutely.
Because they were. They were the only National League team any American League city could ever see because all those games were on TBS.
And the Cubs.
And the Cubs, too. If you had WGN.
Yeah.
Not every cable system had WGN.
Correct.
Are you worried? Concerned? Is it over?
No, it's not over. However.
Bluto, is it over?
However.
He's rolling.
Okay.
The offense just isn't very deep. I mean, it's real simple. Offense isn't very deep. And maybe they've drafted guys this year and in the last couple of years that they can develop and get up here. I really think there have been missed opportunities this year. Juan Brito's injury, bad from the get-go, and he's still coming back. Chase DeLauder had a chance to go be the right fielder. That didn't work. Jonkenzie Noel had a chance to be an everyday player. He didn't hit. Nolan Jones comes back. Let's see that guy who hit about 300 with over 20 bombs in Colorado. Whoops. And said you have a slap hitter who has 3 home runs on the season. How does he have 3 home runs on the season? I was so glad they brought him back, Andy. And I was so glad they committed to...
He didn't have a bad day yesterday, though. Wasn't he on base 3 times yesterday?
Great.
I'm just saying, you're trying to get a guy out of a slump, that's a good way
to... You know I've been rooting for him like crazy.
I know.
Man, it's so frustrating. They just don't have very good offensive players.
We
can sit here and say contradictory things about it and try and dance around it. Their offense isn't very good. Why? Because they don't have very good hitters. Done. Or enough very good hitters.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, what do we have yesterday? As I like to do, my favorite game. How many hitters did the Guardians have under 200 yesterday?
Not very many anymore.
It's pretty good. Just Fry. Oh, nope. Naylor. Forgot about Naylor. Although he had 4 hits yesterday. You can't lose a game when Naylor had 4 hits yesterday. I forgot about this. And they didn't win. How do you waste that? Arguably, he's your worst hitter on a normal, everyday, non-platooning situation. He had 4 hits yesterday, and they still lost 5-4.
Which players do you feel good about offensively?
Jose
is a given.
Kwan feels like he's coming back a little bit.
I don't feel good about Kwan.
He's hitting .281, though, still. He had 2 hits yesterday.
I feel good about Kyle Manzardo.
Manzardo has worked his way, but he was so in the hole that now he's hitting .238 and we're super excited about it.
I don't care about that. You know what I care about with him? 21 home runs, 55 runs batted in. I mean, he's a productive hitter. Dude is second on the team and runs batted in. That still means something, doesn't it, Dan?
I mean, sure.
There you go.
It's kind of luck-based, but yeah, all right, fine.
Well, you got to have guys on base in front of
you. Situation
based. This team doesn't have guys on base in front of them.
Is there irony?
That's why it's shocking that Kwan even has 40 runs batted in. Yeah.
Is there irony?
Because he's batting after that bottom of the order.
Is there irony in this that, as some people will say, the Guardians are fried right now? It's over? I mean, that was a hard, long run. And the irony is your worst hitter is Fry.
Which is a shame.
It bothers you. I think you take this personal.
No, I just... I mean, you're playing David, and it's been rough. You know, the guy's coming back from a big surgery.
Yeah.
And, sorry, it apparently is affecting him. I I just think that if you want to really try and win this, I'm throwing, for the most part, lefty-righty out the window, and I'm playing...
Hey, can we throw platooning out the window, too? Can we throw that out the window?
In certain situations. There's no reason that Kyle Manzardo should not be in the lineup every day.
Especially now.
Every day.
Especially now, right? Because now you're starting to... You're underwater. Again, bad. It's getting worse. You're falling deeper into the ocean. 3.5 back. I kind of feel like it's going to sit the way it is right now. Dan, tell me if you agree with this. Jeff, you too, obviously.
Thanks.
That Boston, Seattle, and New York are going to grab the 3 wild card spots if they don't win their own division. It just feels that way, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean the Guardians can't come back. Andy, it's 3.5 games.
I don't know, man. They can't.
That's a good week.
But they're in such a weird spot that they can't afford 3-4-game losing streaks. They can't.
Well, no, but no
not
team
when you're,
can.
Not when you're even 3.5 back in the wild card. They just Detroit can afford a 3-game losing streak, right? If you're leading the division, you can lead it. Now, all of a sudden, you know, as we sat here and talked, what, a week ago, you're like, 5 games out in the Central, huh? What's that now? 8.5.
Boston's hitting the cover off the ball right now. Seattle's a complete team. I mean, they've been impressive. The only thing is their closer.
They made a lot of additions at the trade deadline.
Yeah, made some additions, and I mean that starting pitching staff is nails. I mean, good golly, especially adding Jeremy Wu to that whole thing. Wow, that kid's come out of nowhere and has been awesome. So, I mean, Seattle's been legit. The Yanks, I think, are a little shakier. I don't know how complete that team is. Their starting pitching staff, after you get past Freed, gets a little hairy. So. And Rodon. Rodon's pitched well. And
they self-destruct. That team has a habit of self-destructing.
Right. And they brought in Devin Williams to be their closer, and they've now kicked Devin Williams back up into the setup role due to the fact that he was just meh and has not been good for them at all. So that's the one I would circle, would be the Yankee team. I think the Red Sox hit way too well, and I think Seattle is complete.
According to ESPN, the Guardians are at 14.9% chance of making the playoffs right now. Which would make them, everyone else seems to be in the 90s. If you're in the play, I mean, all the leaders are in the 90s. Man, Blue Jays are killing it, 99.5%. So, but you still got to win your series to move on in the playoffs. So they should get there. There's no question about it. I'm just curious your thoughts on the Guardians, folks, and whether, I mean, was this weekend the end of it? I have a feeling there's a lot of people raising the white flag after this weekend. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? I will reassess on Friday or Saturday and then kind of get that same feeling, because if you start dipping back...
You drop to 5 or 6 games out in the wild card, and you get a lot to climb. It is mid-August. Time to make a run.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, you got to do it. Now, I'm just looking at that. I mean, but they don't have to jump anyone to get to, and you know what I'm saying? The next spot is the wild card spot. My problem is that...
Yeah,
like,
but look at the teams right behind you.
But they're behind you. That's the beauty. You want to rip your rearview mirror off. Now you're looking for the Yankees. I'm just saying. Thoughts on the Guardians. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. 92.3 The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.